I would like to ask you a question. Do you think we can meditate while we're talking? Do you think we can meditate while we are, for example, watching television? So within the Kadampa tradition, the new Kadampa tradition, the answer is yes. Meditation should be every activity. We need to learn how to transform every activity we engage in into meditation. We need to turn the mundane, seemingly mundane activities into spiritual activities simply by developing special ways of thinking. So as you know, the definition of meditation is a mind that concentrates or is single-pointedly focused on a virtuous object and whose function is to make the mind peaceful and calm. And when our mind is peaceful, we are happy. The function of meditation is to make our mind peaceful. When our mind is peaceful all the time, we'll be happy all the time. Therefore, we can say meditation is the source of our happiness. So how wonderful if we can learn to make meditation every activity. There will come a time when through training in Lamrim ways of thinking, that every activity for us will be meditation, and we'll be meditating continually because we will always be holding virtuous objects, meaningful objects, Lamrim objects with our mind, whatever we are doing. So we can learn how to do this. And one day for us, talking, watching TV, cooking, working, cleaning, relaxing, will become spiritual practice, will become meditation for us. So I'll give you some examples. This example is taken from New Eight Steps to Happiness by Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso in the section on bodhicitta. Activities such as cooking, working, talking, relaxing are not intrinsically mundane. They are mundane only if done with a mundane mind. By doing exactly the same actions with a spiritual motivation, they become spiritual practices. They become meditation for us. For example, when we talk to our friends, our motivation is normally mixed with self-cherishing, and we say whatever comes into our head, regardless of whether or not it is beneficial. We can, however, talk to others with the sole purpose of benefiting them, encouraging them to develop positive states of mind, and taking care not to say anything that will upset them. Instead of thinking about how we can impress people, we should think about how we can help them. In this way, talking with our friends can become a means of improving our patience, our love, our compassion. Again, we can transform watching television into meditation practice, into spiritual practice, by developing special ways of thinking. For example, at the moment in particular, when we watch television, we see death, we see dying, we see sickness. So usually we watch to gather information or to be entertained. But if we are interested in gaining a realization of death and impermanence, we can identify with the people we see dying and think, I shall soon become just like that person. In the same way, when we see old people on television, we can think, I shall soon become just like that person. And when we see sick people, we can think, I shall become like that. If we practice in this way, all our watching of TV will become very beneficial. Some things on TV teach impermanence, some teach compassion, some teach how samsara is in the nature of suffering, some teach emptiness. So what we're learning is that with Dharma wisdom, the wisdom of Lam Rim, we can find a teaching in everything, and all things increase our faith and our experience of Dharma. So Milarepa said, for him, I can meditate while I'm talking, while I'm eating, while I'm walking, while I'm working, while I'm relaxing, even when I'm sleeping. He regarded everything that appeared to his mind as a Dharma book. All things confirmed the truth of Buddha's teachings and increased his spiritual experience. So how wonderful if we can learn to transform every object that appears to us into a virtuous object, one that has a beneficial effect on our mind. Then we will be meditating whatever we are doing. Every activity will become meditation for us. This is the real meaning of living the Kadampa way of life, a happy life, a meaningful life, in the service of others.